Hello everyone, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In this episode, we are covering the New Teen Titans Annual Number 2 issue. And this issue itself, it doesn't really cover anything about Terra for the storyline. It does, however, cover everything Robin has been doing in the Terra Incognito story arc. It also has a few first appearances that are pretty important in the DC universe. So, let's go right into the episode.
That takes us right into the annual number 2. We see the ambulance is trying to get to the hospital because they talk about how Adrian Chase, his apartment blew up, and you know the whole building was rocked by it. And you know we're getting these first couple pages. We're getting news reports, which I loved the way they did this. Because every, like at the end of the page, they talk about, and now to our sponsors, like what's this one?
The rat trap, it squashes rats dead.
Yeah. Like it's just like these.
Just silly little like.
These advertisements were I had a chuckle at this. Yeah. Those are great. But getting back to the story. So.
We find out that Chase's wife and children died.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we find out that Scarpelli is the one that planned the bomb.
Yeah.
In doing so, killed Chase's wife and two kids. Also injured a bunch of people in the building.
Which pissed off the mafia that he's working for. Mm-hmm. They're like, because unsanctioned. You weren't supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
Everything you do goes through us.
Like, we need your records. Everything you've done, we need to see them.
Because we need to know what the hell's going on. And then she says, you have until tomorrow morning. So we bounce back over to the Titans.
The rest
are
at the hospital.
Yeah, well, Robin's at the hospital. The rest of the Titans get there to, see what's going on. You know, Starfire is showing, worry for Robin. You know, she comes up to him, are you okay, everything else? Robin completely bypasses her, doesn't even just walks right past her and starts talking to Donna about...
trying to get...
Scarpelli.
Scarpelli. What ends up happening is this is when we find out the news about Chase disappeared. Well, Chase is injured. He's being sent to a hospital elsewhere to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Which is problematic for Scarpelli because he wants to finish the job, but now he has no clue where they're at.
Yep.
So he gets in contact with the Monitor. Now, I've told you this, but the Monitor is this being... He
out in space by the looks of it. He's
he's monitoring the Earth.
Yeah.
As of right now, he is not. I don't want to say funding, but he is.
He's like a pay for hire thug finder, basically.
Yeah. He's kind of arming the villains on Earth.
Yeah.
Scarpelli gets a hold of him. He's like, I need guys. I need people to help protect me because I've got stuff going on.
Off subject, but it's going through talking about the trial where they actually get a harassment order against Robin. So Robin's got a restraining order for Scarpelli. Robin can't come, within 100 yards or whatever.
500 feet or something like
that. And then this is doing the TV thing again where it's doing like a broadcast. And then at the end of it, we've got the now a word from Tweet, the bird-flavored cat food.
I love those. Well, I think there's another one that they're on, too.
Yeah, towards the end of the issue.
Yeah, but those ads were great.
Bounces over to Scarpelli eating in an Italian cafe somewhere.
That's racist. I object to that.
Dude, you're Italian. You would object to that.
I know.
Hey, and he's fat, too, so what does that have to say?
That's very racist.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyways, so he's got his goons with him and some girls with him, and Robin busts in all of his underwear-wearing glory. Which I've never understood that. Why Robin never changed into a pair of pants. I mean...
Well, the first, Dick and Jason wore the same costumes.
No, the first Dick. You lost me right there.
Okay, that's fair.
But anyways...
I was happy when Tim Drake came in and
was like
his own costume. Yeah. Was a good costume.
Anyway, so...
that's down the road.
Yeah, so Robin busts in here and one of Scarpelli's men, possibly his lawyer, is like, hey... you're court ordered to stop harassing Mr. Scarpelli. And Robin's like, wait, you want me to obey the law when you guys can't? And he's like, I just wanted to leave a message that I'm watching you. And Scarpelli's like, I don't think so, boy. And he calls one of his guys over there to basically tell Robin he needs to leave. Well, as soon as the guy puts his hand on Robin, it looks like he just walks up to him, puts a hand on his shoulder or whatever. Robin kicks him in the face.
Yeah, that was... And he's like, I wanted you to do that. Oh, not I wanted you to do that. He's. I was waiting for you to make the first move before anything gets too over out of hand. Starfire shows up. She's like, Robin, let's get out of here.
You're going to do something you regret. And he's like, mind your own business. And she's like, you know, I love you. And, you know, you told me I had to learn restraint. Now you should probably show some restraint. Mm-hmm. And Robin, you know, throws over his shoulder. Scarpilly, this is just beginning. Because, you know, got to get in that last word or you're not a tough guy.
Exactly. So Starfire convinces Robin that, hey, you know, we're here to help you. Let us help you. So Robin finally concedes, and
looks like he gets lucky again. But
well, not there. So he finally concedes. It's like, all right, well, if you guys really want to help me, this is what we're gonna do.
Oh wait, you forgot about the sniper here though. There was a sniper getting ready to cap Robin, and the sniper ends up getting capped instead.
So they all agreed. The Teen Titans agreed that they're gonna help out Robin. So he
as long as it's legal and they aren't doing anything that you know is.
So he's going to send them out on a mission, everybody but Raven, because Raven is trying to figure out what's going on with her, trying to get her centered again.
So she heads back to Azerath?
Heads back to Azerath, and Azerath wants nothing to do with her.
They're like, your soul is too dark and tarnished, you can't come in.
Yeah. So she is, now she's at real loss, because now she doesn't know what to do. I believe she does end up coming back to the Titans, because that's her only home she has now. In the meantime, though, the Titans are attacking known Scarpelli warehouses or affiliations.
Looking
with
for,
Robin coordinating it all.
Yeah, Robin told him that he's got paperwork or something that makes him dirty, and we need to find it.
So they bust all in, and they can't find squat. Like, there's nothing on Scarpelli in any of these.
And they basically go through, and they're like, hey, you know, we can't find anything, you know. And Robin's like, don't worry, this is going just, you know, how I want it to.
Yeah. Because all he really wanted to do was to scare Scarpelli. In the meantime, though, as all this is going on, we are introduced to the villains that
the monitor
is
getting
a hold
of. Scarpelli.
Mm-hmm. The first one we get is, what,
the
Scorcher?
The Scorcher, yeah, he's got basically a blowtorch attached to his back.
He's basically a cheap heat wave.
Yeah.
Then we're introduced to a Mr. T-looking guy.
To the most racist character in this squad. It's a black dude named Spear, and he throws spears.
Oh, I thought he was going to throw arrows. Then we got another, next guy is
Bazooka
Joe.
Oh, no, just Bazooka.
Oh,
but
no, his name is Joe.
Yeah, and his real name is Joe. But we should point out that he's got a red cap on. He's a blonde-haired dude in a white jacket or a white shirt, or I'm sorry, a blue shirt, and he's chewing bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know, like they weren't, you know, pulling on anything right there. And then the next one was her Slasher. Was her name? I think.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
Slasher, and she
has.
Yeah, you can guess what she does.
Yeah.
The next guy they get is this tank called Tanker.
Ooh, there's a stretch.
Yeah. He's just a robot.
It's basically a dude inside of a robotic tank-looking thing.
And the last one of this group, her name is Jade, and she deals with poison. And I didn't realize...
her name was Cheshire.
That's her code name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until later on when she actually introduces her. I should have picked it together when... or put it together when they did poison, but... that, yeah. She comes, this is the introduction of her as well, and she becomes a major part of Roy Harper's life later on.
Which would be Speedy.
Yep, that's going to be a story down the road.
Little baby arrow, green arrow.
So now we're at this warehouse that Robin sent
the Titans
to, and they get attacked by this ipso facto Legion of Doom.
Just this
group of villains.
Yeah.
It doesn't really go well for the heroes in the beginning. They all seem to be...
getting their asses kicked.
Yeah, on their ropes there, literally. But they get their second breath, and they're able to start...
fighting back a
bit. Yeah, attacking them and actually winning, only because somebody is helping them.
You've got... somebody caps Slasher.
As right before she was about ready to attack Changeling.
Yeah. Shoots her and she falls down. And then Cyborg takes out Bazooka Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then as Donna's getting her ass kicked by this tanker dude, she, you know, pulls in the reserves and just smashes the hell out of it. And then we've got old Kid Flash there taking out the spear guy while I guess Terra would be saving Changeling and Cyborg from...
Yeah, it looks like it.
Maybe the fire that Scorcher started up. But then it comes back
speaking to... Speaking of Scorcher.
Yeah, exactly. It comes back to Scorcher, and he's getting ready to light Kid Flash and the spear on fire because Kid Flash grabbed spear to take him out of the fire, so he obviously didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he's getting ready to do that, you see this pair of nunchucks come out of there and smash...
Scorcher's helmet.
Yeah, big hole through his helmet, which you know, you've got to assume...
Probably killed him.
Yeah.
More than likely.
It bounces back to Starfire fighting with Cheshire.
Mm-hmm.
And actually getting her ass handed to her.
Well, because Cheshire has poison, and she did scratch Starfire.
Her face, yeah, that's right.
And it slowed her down a little bit. I mean, I'm pretty sure the poison and the Tamaranian physiology will be... It's not going to mesh well, yeah. But it won't
kill her like it should have.
Like it will Wally when he comes grabbing her, trying to get her away, and she scratches him because he is still human.
Yeah.
So he gets poisoned by her. In the meantime, Cheshire gets shot at by somebody, and she's like, well, I'm done. See ya. Raven shows back up, trying to help the team figure out what's going on, and they were able to get everybody back to Titan's Tower. Kid Flash, I believe, is doing okay because they got to him in time, and Donna is not too happy with Robin.
Because of the douchebaggery that he's been doing for this entire, you know, arc of the storyline.
Robin, I don't want to say he's ignoring everybody, because he had gotten this tape from Adrian Chase that wants them all to listen to, but he's kind of ignoring everybody because he got this tape from Adrian Chase that everybody's listening to. And the tape was interesting, because, what does it say there?
Let's see. It's basically he's saying that, you know, Scarpelli's got something going down, and he's hired a group of special hitmen to attack you. And then he's like, basically, you know, take care. Hope to see you again. They find out that Scarpelli's got a meeting out in the middle of the desert. Because, you know, I mean, if you're a mafia leader and you've got one of your underlings that you're having problems with, and they want you to meet them out in the middle of a desert where there's, you know, no witnesses and no, that's a good place to make a drop for, you know, information.
And so now we see the mob sitting in the desert. Scarpelli shows up with a huge smile on his face because he knows what's going on, because where he set up his meeting,
He had built an underground bomb shelter.
Because prepared. Reasons. He was super prepared. Raven pops up and is trying
to... Well, I guess if you think about it, though, this is in the 80s, right?
80s.
So you would have, you know, Cold War. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense. Raven pops up to the mob telling them, hey, it's a trap. You guys need to get out of here. He's going to kill you. And after seeing Raven, he's like, all right, yeah. He hits this button,
pops
his ring, and this bunker pops up, and all of these soldiers come flying out, literally on rockets.
Many jetpacks looking things. And they come out and they start shooting at the mobsters, which...
The Titans are there. Raven just obviously got there first because...
She can teleport.
She can teleport, you know. I'm sure if Kid Flash could get there, he would have, but, you know, he is kind of...
detained at the
moment. Yeah, at the moment. He's still trying to recover from the poison. So the Titans show up, are saving everybody, as everybody that they can. Scarpelli gets away. He goes back to his home and is trying to get rid of...
He's trying to leave. He's like, I'll take everything to Haiti.
Okay.
He's like, I'm going to get the hell out of here, basically. While he's, you know, doing his little monologue, we see somebody in a mask.
That's a little ski outfit, looks like.
Yeah, actually it does look really like a ski outfit. Grabs his goon from behind, possibly kills him, maybe knocks him out. It doesn't really show.
Probably kills him.
I'm going to assume he kills him. And he's like, Scarpelli's like, oh, what's going on? And the guy's like, you know, you've proven time and time again that, you know, you worry about yourself over others. I know that we can't imprison you like we would an ordinary man. He's like, but your money can't buy me. And he's like, ah, you're finished. And the dude's like, you know, don't run. Scarpelli ends up running away from the dude. And he starts running away. The guy takes a couple shots at him. And he's like, you know, you're never going to escape me. Scarpelli gets cornered in his own house by the front door.
Well...
No, I mean...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's right by the front door.
Yeah, as he shoots him. Yeah. Well, because he's shooting at him.
Yeah, so. I know, but I'm just saying that...
You know, he rips off his mask, and Scarpelli's like, it's you, Chase! And he's like, no, Adrian Chase is dead. You can call me the Vigilante. Which, found out that he is actually the... What was it? Second iteration of the Vigilante. Apparently showed up... Different ones showed up in Action Comics... sometime in the 60s. Didn't last.
Obviously.
And I'm pretty sure Adrian Chase doesn't last as a Vigilante for too long either. but as this is going on, Robin pops up. He's like, yeah, I knew it was you the entire time because you sent that tape after you left, after your family died.
Yeah.
Not before.
And there would have been no way you would have known what you knew before mm-hmm. that point.
Chase is like, well, you can't stop me. I'm going to kill him. And Rob's like, no, you're not. All the while, Scarpelli is grabbing his gun that he had concealed in his briefcase and starts firing. Robin gets hit in the shoulder. Chase gets hit, but it's not really... I don't think it's affecting him. Doesn't
prove well, it looks like it's affecting him. It looks like Robin got hit in the shoulder and in the side.
Oh, okay.
And then Chase got winged. I mean, it hit him, like, right in the top of the shoulder.
But he was able to use his gun and just blow Scarpelli away.
And then they find, you know, the cops find Robin on the doorstep, or somebody finds Robin on the doorstep there with Scarpelli dead. And it shows the news coverage where Robin's basically like, I didn't see who killed Scarpelli because,
which
you
is
know,
true.
Which is true because
knocked
he was,
out
yeah,
or
he was,
bleeding out.
Yeah, he had fallen back, you know, didn't actually see the shots go down.
Knowing full well that who it was, but that's what we got. And that is the end of Terra Incognita. Definitely like this one. One is DC, and it did remind me a lot of the Teen Titans TV show.
Cartoon show, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because, you know, before we started this one, actually, I had watched the... I caught an episode mm-hmm. of it when it was actually on, you know, the good one, not Teen Titans Go, but
Teen Titans Go is still good.
It's stupid. But anyways,
it's not stupid.
It's stupid.
No, it's not.
It is stupid.
I will make a whole podcast about that saying it's not stupid.
Well, yeah, that's fine, and you'll be wrong. Oh. But anyways, and the episode that I had watched actually was the one where Tara, you know, is infiltrating the Teen Titans for Slade. And when I started mm-hmm. reading this, I was like, oh, so that wasn't just something they'd made up for the cartoon.
Oh, yeah. No. Everything that they've done in, like, you know, Batman Beyond, Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Justice League, they're pulling from the comics. Everything they've done from the TV show, not everything, most of everything, has been pulled from comics.
Well, I mean, I get that. I mean, because, you know, they did similar things with The Amazing Spider-Man. Like, it wasn't uh-huh. the exact same things that happened in the books, but, like, yeah. they kept it, you know, close exactly. to it. But I just
it's
didn't...
all, because it's all
preordained.
Well, not preordained, but they use the books as, you know, the jumping off points. So that's what they're pulling from. So this one, I enjoyed the series, the book, seeing Tara and how she became into the Titans was amazing.
Totally should have kept the first costume, though.
I
except
agree.
Without the horns.
Yeah, just keep the mask off. I didn't know, like I said during the episode, I didn't know Dick was that much of a dick.
Dick's
like,
a dick.
That he was being a complete
like,
dick the entire time.
The saying, you know, being a dick probably came from this... Teen Titans
and it's possible, but this is also toward the end, like we said, he had so much going on his shoulders. This is the end of his run as Robin. He's kind of done. So that being said, what do you think of the book?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's nice for me to get a DC perspective because I don't normally mm-hmm. read DC comics. So, like, when, you know, you throw one of these at me, I mean, you throw a Spider-Man at me, and I can pretty much, you know, shelf out everything because I know what's going on before and after if I've never
yep.
read it. And if I have read it, I mean, you know, obviously
yeah, you already
know
what's
going on. But it was interesting, and like I said, I like the title of the cartoon, you know, because, well...
Yep.
I mean,
But yeah, no, please contact us. Let us know what books you want us to read or storylines you want us to go with or to touch on.
And it doesn't have to be DC or Marvel.
No, we've got in the pipeline, we've got some Lock and Key coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've got a couple maybe Transformers books coming up, like the Beast Wars stuff.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Those are great.
Good times.
But yeah, no, so, I mean, we're, like I said before, we're sticking with DC and Marvel for the time being, because there's a lot there to choose from, and we're going to hit on any storyline I can get a hold of. Until then, if we're doing a good job, let us know. If we're doing a terrible job, let us know. We like praise.
But if we are doing a terrible job, we want some good, funny comments on why it's terrible.
I like that. I like that one. Until next time, thank you for coming and reading Titans with me.
Hey, it was a good time, man.
And we'll be back later.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.